It's Marketplace Tech for August 11th. From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill in for Ben Johnson. Google is creating a new parent company for itself called Alphabet. Google announced it's changing its corporate structure to separate some of its core search and web products from some of its other initiatives. We asked Marketplace's Molly Wood why it makes sense.
Google had been shoving a lot of things under that Google brand. They really were stretching the definition of organizing the world's information. So this definitely frees them up without having to cannibalize Google's core product. And one of those opportunities could end up being a giant moneymaker.
We'll be following the story throughout the day. We're at Marketplace Tech. Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce giant, is growing the number of services it provides. The company announced it'll spend $4.5 billion for a stake in a Chinese electronics retailer, betting big on brick and mortar. Alibaba releases earnings on Wednesday. Max Wolf is chief economist at Manhattan Venture Partners and joins us now. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
What'll you be watching for in the Alibaba earnings?
So I'll be paying very close and special attention to the guidance. This is going to be a story about learning a little bit about where the company thinks it's going. And quite frankly, they've made a series of very large acquisitions, not all of which make prima facie sense. And so I'll be looking to hear a little bit about why they need to get into the movie business, the cloud business in the United States, and brick and mortar retail in China simultaneously.
And what's the answer? I mean, they have made a big move into cloud computing. They've launched Alibaba Pictures. Where are they going? What are they becoming?
Well, it sounds a little bit like they're going kind of everywhere. The cautionary tale from history is doing several new things at the same time is very exciting, but it's a very good way to drop a few balls and realize they're eggs and they're broken on the floor.
Now, Amazon has sort of done this in the U.S. successfully, right?
A lot more slowly. But yeah, they've sort of done this, but then they're kind of copying Amazon. And one thing Amazon didn't really do until very late and very little is get into the movie business. And another thing Amazon hasn't really done or really done at all is get into the brick and mortar business.
So over the last couple of years, China's added some restrictions on internet use in the country. It's set some rules on foreign internet companies there. How do those affect Alibaba's business?
Well, so it looks like in China, which has long been the case, it's going to be more and more difficult to not be Chinese in the tech business and probably better and better to be Chinese. Thus far, that served Alibaba pretty well. They've been very good at negotiating restrictions and government involvements, so I don't think it bodes poorly for Alibaba. What it does, though, is call into question the idea that Alibaba can take cloud hosting business away from places like the big American companies, Microsoft, Google, et cetera, Amazon, who have had some vulnerability internationally to the idea that the U.S. government might be meddling in the data privacy. I'm not sure that that many folks internationally see China as a place where they're safe from that.
Max Wolf is chief economist at Manhattan Venture Partners. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Silicon Valley can seem a bit like a promised land for aspiring entrepreneurs. Show up, work hard, change the world, and become a billionaire in the process, right? Not usually. A new reality show airing tonight on ABC Family called Startup U follows the path of 10 young tech entrepreneurs. They're students at Draper University, a school run by outspoken venture capitalist Tim Draper. At the end of the show, the students pitch their ideas to investors, including Draper himself. Tim Draper is with us now. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So why do you think people are so captivated by stories about entrepreneurs?
Well, they're taking long odds at extraordinary outcomes. They're doing things that really have a low success rate. In our experience, even with the companies that we choose and fund, we lose about half.
So it's one thing to see an adult with a not very good idea get panned on Shark Tank. It's another thing to see a younger person fail. And I wonder how you balance the sort of need for drama in your show with the need to let young people understand that failure is okay and it's part of the process.
Yeah, it's really fun. We have a credo at Draper University. And it starts by going, I will promote freedom at all costs. I will do everything in my power to drive, build, and pursue progress and change. And then a little further down the credo, it says, I will fail and fail again until I succeed. And having them understand that, that they are a part of a whole of entrepreneurs that are really improving the world and trying to make our future great, all those things are really important.
So we've talked a lot about tech bubbles on our show, and I wonder, do you feel like your show is going to sort of feed into the Silicon Valley hype machine that's going on?
Well, I think there's going to be some realism to it. People will say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go start a business. But then when they see our show, they'll say, oh, it's not always that easy. I also think, you know, this is probably good for my business. You know, I'm a venture capitalist. I get a lot of deal flow from my students, but I also get deal flow from people they know.
And I guess good for your business because there'll be more maybe higher caliber students applying to your school that you might be able to invest in.
And there will be more people who know about the show and know about me as a venture capitalist. And so I suspect I'll get a lot more deal flow. That ultimately should generate better returns for my investors and all the way down the line. And I hope it all comes together well, and I hope the show's a hit.
Tim Draper, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We're on Facebook at Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.